take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Welcome to another week of fun and excitement here. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
That's right. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe it's a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Now, if you don't take control of the show, then we get to decide the direction the show goes in. And so, actually, we all kind of tapped out on the show prep front today. Apparently a pretty boring day in the news.
That's good.
Yeah, well,
it should be good. Boring.
And that's okay, because we've always got good stuff. In fact, I got stuff going back from last week, just amazing stuff. But we should start with emails, because they've been backing up.
Yeah.
The show is about your calls. The show is about you, the listener. And so emails are kind of our secondary option when there are not calls on the line. So we will go to this email from Mary Jo. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And I should mention that you can visit us online. Finally. We had some trouble with the server last week, and we had some more trouble today. Apparently, it's one of those technical things where we're in a location where there's a bunch of other servers,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else's server was getting hacked and just getting denial of service attacks, which are mean things that some people do over the internet,
mm-hmm.
and it was affecting everybody who was connected to that connection. So we got our fingers crossed. Everything should be fine tonight at freetalklive.com. The streaming is up. All the bulletin board system, the archives, all the stuff you're used to, all working right now. freetalklive.com.
And we're putting in place a fail-safe. Isn't that correct?
Yes, we are.
We're
going to have a mirror site to take care of us. So if this happens again, the essential core portions of the site will still be operable.
We're big time. We're getting a real website there.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting there.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I actually had a listener email today saying that he's going to join the Free State Project, and he's only been listening to the show for 5 days.
The people that are right for it know right away.
Yeah.
This is for me. Now, not all of them make their decision right away, but they know that that's the
that's true. They get interested.
Yep.
They check it out.
The ones that have it nagging on their mind, some of them will go on for weeks or months, but it's the right thing for them too.
I think it took me a good year to make the decision.
Really?
To join.
Didn't take me that long. You pounded me.
Well, I didn't have anyone persuading me, you know. I just had to do the research myself. Mary Jo emails the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, talking about the Missouri smoking money. This is an issue you brought up last week, Manwich. The state of Missouri, basically, as I understood it, they got this money. Was it from the feds that they got it from?
Well, it's from the feds. It's been paid into a big pool, and they, you know, like it's $1 billion or some amount of money, some gigantic amount of money. And then it's supposed to be used on, you know, the Stop Smoking Hotline. I love that one. The anti-smoking ads, and then for people that have become ill as a result of smoking.
And as you found out,
not one red cent, not one penny has made it to do any of these things. As though the anti-smoking ads aren't a big waste enough.
Right.
None's even made it that far.
I mean, studies have
shown. The politicians say, "Whoa, no, we gotta have that for the budget. We gotta use that right now.
Yeah.
This is an
emergency. We have to override.
But we'll pay it back. We promise."
Yeah.
So, of course.
Well, tobacco, I mean, brings a whole lot more money to the government than people not smoking.
You mean like taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably so.
Absolutely.
And, well, now, Missouri is the third smokinest state in the union.
Really?
Yeah, that was what they said in the article. But I'm sure that tobacco companies and governments have felt the pinch as less excise tax on cigarettes, because people are stopping.
Are they really? People are cutting back?
They're slow. You know, I mean, it's not huge or anything, but when you talk about 1% of the nation is, you know, some phenomenally large number, 2.9 million people. It's 3 million people. I mean, it's a lot of people.
So Mary Jo writes, "I know what they did with the money. They passed a law in Kansas City that you cannot smoke in your office or place of business except restaurants and casinos. And the money's going to hire Gestapo to enforce this law.
Ugh.
I've worked at my job for 27 years and smoked there all of that 27 years. But now I have to go outside to smoke. Can't even go into a separate room to do it. But I can go down the street and still have lunch and smoke there anywhere in the restaurant.
That's interesting.
All smoking.
Now, hold on. You can have an all-smoking restaurant, but you can't smoke in your office?
Apparently not. Well, here in the state of Florida, smoking has been banned from virtually every business establishment.
Any workplace, pretty much.
With the exception of a home-based business, and with the exception of bars that serve over or under 15% of their total sales in
smoke
food shops.
I want to put out a call, because we kind of had a discussion over the weekend at our local Free State Project meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the three of us.
Pretty much had
a discussion about, and there were, you know, some of the people from the local Libertarian Party chipped in as well, and I thought it was kind of interesting. We were talking about people, how they cooperate with government, and how that's how the government gets their power.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
from the consent of the governed.
Right. And I also just finished reading Anthem this weekend as well.
You've been working on that for a couple of weeks now.
A little while. I mean, yeah. It was mostly bathroom reading.
Okay.
So basically, I finished that and kind of come to a decision, and I think that decision that needs to, the message that we need to get out is, okay, so there's a fine. So what? So you guys need to start taking the actual time and don't stop doing something just because there's a fine. That's the problem.
You're saying keep smoking.
You're playing along. Fight the fine.
Yeah, you're accepting.
If everyone fights the fine, government will have no money anymore.
That's right.
None.
You're accepting their so-called authority by stopping smoking in the first place, and you'd be further accepting it by paying the fine if you were to continue to smoke.
If everyone just started ignoring these types of rules.
Now, let's be clear. Mary Jo may not have that ability. She's worked at this place. That doesn't mean she's the work. It would be her. It wouldn't be her butt.
Here's a great point. Here's her response. Here's her response to that. She says the fine for me is $50 each time they catch me, which wouldn't even slow me down because no one I work with would turn me in. But the fine for my boss is $100 the first time, $200 the second time, and so on. And so I will abide by the new rules for his sake. So because they've threatened the business owners, and the business owners are scared, and, you know, that's how it is. I mean, people are scared of the government. They have guns, and they point them at you. So because the business owner is scared, all of the employees, therefore, are fearing for their jobs at this point.
Tell your boss you'll pay the fine. Tell your boss you'll pay the fine and let it happen. Because you know what? If everyone stopped obeying these things, they can't send it. They don't have enough Gestapo.
They can't build enough jails.
And they don't. They don't get it. You know, they don't have enough people to send around to catch everyone every single time.
Absolutely not.
Nine times out of ten, you know, you're even more than
Even if they did, they'd just be laying fines on people. And if you just refuse to pay the fines, then you've got 1,000 people in town that have outstanding warrants for arrest for not paying a fine or whatever. And what are you going to do? I think that's a great point. It's just a matter of people having the strength to stand up and say, no, this is a bad law. I'm not going to follow it. I don't respect your authority.
I'll tell you, I'm so scared. I don't think you would be able to convince me on that side. Like, I'd be scared.
What's there to be scared about? I mean,
boss in trouble.
What about going to jail?
What about the boss going to trouble?
Okay.
Going to jail.
You already told your boss, I'll pay the fine for you.
Yeah, but not as far as the government's concerned.
Obviously,
you're not going to pay the fine. That's the problem.
Well, clearly this is something that would have to be accepted, this idea that you're putting forth, Johnson, and I agree with it completely, would have to be accepted on the employee level and the boss level. So you'd have to find bosses out there that were also willing to buck the system. And if you had 15 businesses in town, 15 bars, 15 restaurants, 15 places of business, refuse to play along with these rules.
You also have to be a smoker.
Eventually, they'd have to come in with the goon squad and shut these businesses
down. That's why it's easy to pick on smokers, because there's only a quarter of population.
More coming back. 800-259-9231. You've got comments on smoking? Make them. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You talk about whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership area. You just go and get them. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and it's just a matter of clicks, and then we'll send you the archives automatically. It's that simple. So go to freetalklive.com and check it out. And actually, we go back even farther than 6 days, thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org. If you scroll down past day number six, you'll see a link to their website, and they will take you back for months. For free. It's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. So be sure you check that out. We're talking about the Missouri smoking ban. Man, what you brought it up last week, turns out that, they've got a most, almost like a 99% smoking ban. In virtually all businesses, you cannot smoke, with the exception of all smoking restaurants. And with the exception,
it's nice that they at least left that. I mean, that's better than they've done in our state.
Oh, it's nice. They chopped off all my arms and legs, but they did leave me with my genitalia. Thank goodness. How courtesy of courteous of them.
Well, I see your point.
Yes, and I see yours.
It beats the heck out of but people in this state. Can't even do that.
That's
now
true.
You can't. They ran it through by virtue of saying, well, servers have to work in this environment, and they could get secondhand smoke.
Right.
Which is nothing. In fact, they've discovered now that it, in fact, makes you more resistant.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's reported I'm sure there's cases of people getting, lung cancer from secondhand smoke.
No, there are absolutely no cases anywhere. Absolutely not.
There's plenty of allegation.
And in fact, children who grow up in secondhand smoke environments are more resistant to lung cancer. They're lower than average. They're lower than the average population of chances of getting lung cancer.
Damn you,
or throat cancer or mouth cancer.
You know, I was talking to somebody in the medical field who actually dealt with these things, and she claimed that, in fact, she had, you know, a woman in there who had lung cancer.
Case study.
Her husband had... her husband smoked and she had lung
case study. One person doesn't mean anything.
Right, exactly.
Scientifically invalid.
It is scientifically invalid, okay. But let's be clear. It could happen.
Anyway, so Missouri's got this crazy smoking ban, and they claim that they're getting all this money from the feds, and they claim they were going to send it to the schools, and they claim they're going to send it to the anti-smoking programs, blah, 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 blah. Turned out not a cent of it has gone where the politicians promised, and it's all gone into the general budget for the state. So Mary Jo is telling us a little bit more about the actual details of this ban. The fine for an individual, if they are caught smoking inside a business, is $50. However, the fine for the owner of the business is $100 for the first offense, $200 for the second offense, and she does not outline what the third and fourth offenses are. Who knows what those are? She goes on to say, "Now, I've always respected people's preference for smoking choices. I put my butts in proper disposal places. If a restaurant is non-smoking, I don't go there. And respect that it's their choice to be that way." How many times have you ever seen smokers picketing outside of a restaurant that doesn't allow smoking?
No, they just vote with their feet.
Right. I'll tell you what,
smokers tip better.
Really?
That is understood in the business.
I go to one restaurant that has completely separate areas for smoking and non-smoking, and this works well for everyone. Smoking may be bad, and it may not. My grandmother smoked and died at 85 from complications of diabetes by having her toenails trimmed. She lost her leg in several stages. Smoking didn't hurt her at all. My mother smoked all her life, and she died at 85 from complications of shingles. I've smoked since I was 12, and I'm 62 now. I take no medications. My blood pressure is fine. I eat what I want, and I do more things daily than younger people do. So where is the terrible smoking harm done to three generations of people? I sincerely believe that our food, water, and air is more dangerous to us than smoking. And then she goes on to give evidence.
I disagree with that assertion in there. I think that, in fact, your lungs were not designed to inhale concentrated fumes from burning vegetable matter.
Probably true.
I support your right to do it.
Right.
Although
they've found now that smoking marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer, so maybe it's only some types of vegetable matter. Or maybe it's the nicotine.
I don't know whether I agree. I don't even know if that makes any damn sense to me that marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer.
Well, maybe we can get to that later on. Anyway,
I think if you smoke banana peels, it's going to give you lung cancer.
Okay, I want to interject here. There's a difference between getting cancer from doing something and just having upper respiratory problems. You know, yes, you may have a chance of getting lung infections and whatever else from inhaling smoke into your lungs, but cancer is a pretty specific illness.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, getting bronchitis and all sorts of other infections, you know, which is what made me quit smoking, I can understand that.
Yes, but no doubt, smoking is going to give you shortness of breath and other definite effects. Cancer is the one that's in question. She finally says, "Good grief, what is a little smoke? My home rule is, I smoke. Your home rule is, you don't? Then neither do I. I'm very libertarian." From Mary Jo. Thank you, Mary Jo. We certainly appreciate the email. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee they'll go on the air, but there's a good chance they might.
You know, I smoke, and I still don't smoke inside my house.
Really?
Yeah, I step out.
You step out back?
Yeah, go sit outside. I've got, you know, light out there. I can read while I smoke my cigar.
You still have that liberty in this state. You can still smoke outside.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long ago that I don't remember where it was, but some little town banned smoking outside.
Yeah, it was New Jersey because some neighbor smelled smoke
right
from his neighbor's yard, and that was enough.
It was too much for him. He couldn't take it. So this actually brought me on to a totally different topic. Actually, what kind of reminded me of it was Johnson in the last segment suggested that, well, people need to just stop obeying these stupid laws. In fact, that's kind of a paraphrase of, I think, something that Martin Luther King Jr. is famous for saying, that it's your duty to disobey bad laws as an American. As a freedom-loving American.
And I don't necessarily mean going out and being belligerent and trying to, you know, do whatever. I just mean hassle the government. Do your best to make it harder on them to keep bringing these laws down. And what that means is that stop obeying the laws in the first place, and then when you get the fine, fight it a little bit.
Yes.
Make them work to fine you. Make it worth their, you know, not really worth their time. But
they hate working.
Yeah, they hate working. Make them work for it. And if everyone made them work for it, they couldn't do it anymore. They couldn't handle it. There's not enough people in government to handle fining everyone the way they are now because everyone's playing along.
And
stop playing along.
It's not just applicable to the cigarette smoking situation. It's applicable to any stupid law, whether it be the, you know, the war on drugs or anything.
The goal here, my premise here is you have the power by yourself to make government a little less efficient because they're expending time, energy, and resources on you.
Right.
Get your value's worth of them finding you by taking it out of their time and their, you know, make that judge sit there and talk to you for a half an hour, 20 minutes, an hour. Sit there and talk it out and waste his time.
But then you're wasting your time and also...
No, you're not. It's an investment in this country's future.
I don't know if that works.
It's not a waste.
I think that a little bit of inefficiency only causes them, like, you know, if you slowly allow their inefficiency, then they can grow.
I agree. If it's only one person who's doing that, but if everyone starts doing that,
yeah,
just
imagine
start doing it.
I don't think it's going to shake.
Tell your friends.
There are estimates, Manwich, that there are 29 million marijuana smokers in this country. There are hard numbers that 700,000 of them get arrested every year. Are you telling me that if 300 of those 700,000 took all their cases to trial, that wouldn't change anything?
That would be a big deal.
800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up next, I have a dilemma. And we're going to talk about it. My dilemma is, should I continue voting? This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor dead of night. Whoa, I'm not talking about today's postman, but that's close. Now don't horse around and switch channels, because when I come back, all about the Pony Express.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
mail routes these days are a breeze compared to the dusty trail traveled by the Pony Express. Replaced by the telegraph in October 1861, after just 18 months of operation, this western legend stretched 2,000 miles. Riders ran day and night, changing horses every 10 to 15 miles at relay stations, making the trip in 10 days in summer and about 15 days in winter. Interested in the job? An ad in a California paper read, "Young, skinny, wiry fellows must be expert riders willing to risk death daily. All for about $100 a month. Ride 'em, cowboy." I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go to vote for the show. We've had people voting for us all month, and thanks to your votes, we're in the top five podcasts in the world. And you can, if you haven't voted, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our friends at podcastalley.com. Take you right to the page you need to be on to vote for the show. It's a matter of just having an email address. That simple. So check it out. freetalklive.com. All right, so I have a dilemma, guys. We had an excellent guest on the show over the weekend, and if you want to check it out,
Mark Stevens.
Yes, you can listen to the archives at freetalklive.com and hear what that was all about. But, and I've come to the decision that if you want to have a government, go ahead and have a government. Just don't force me to play along. And so I'm still a libertarian, absolutely. Big L libertarian, no doubt about it. And I think that a better way to describe myself would be as a voluntarist. However, it seems to me from the research that I've done, voluntarists don't tend to vote. So my dilemma has become, well, do I want to continue voting? I mean, I've been a political activist for over 5 years. I mean, I've invested time, money, and effort into the Libertarian Party. I've invested a lot of effort into just the general pro-freedom, pro-liberty movement. And it's not like I'm going to just bail away from that, but some of the things I've been reading about not voting are pretty interesting. So I'm going to share it with you guys, and then we'll see what you think about it.
Okay? I'm going to jump on like a pit bull.
I'm sure you will. That's why I'm bringing it up. All right, so it's from the it's from voluntarist.com. The article is called "Non-Voting as an Act of Secession." In 1776, the Declaration of Independence made it plain that America, quote, "governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it. The consent theory stated by the Declaration is standard fare in American politics. The Declaration, however, failed to address a very important question. How do individuals express their disapproval of a political regime and or withdraw their consent from a government that they deem destructive? There are several methods that Americans have used to demonstrate their lack of consent. One way is to renounce allegiance to an existing political order. The colonists in North America seceded from the British Empire by successfully waging the Revolutionary War. On the other hand, the 11 Confederate states removed themselves from the Federal Union from 1861 through 1865, before being forcibly reintegrated back into the United States.
Right.
A second way that someone can express lack of consent is to move to a different country. The old, you don't like it, get out.
Expatriate.
Right. This is what several commentators have called the exit option. History teaches that the last resort of the individual against tyranny is to escape from its jurisdiction.
Like they did in Cambodia. So many of them came over here during the Pol Pot regime.
Or like the Jews leaving Egypt, the separatists fleeing from England. History is replete with examples of people who voted with their feet. A third way people express lack of consent is by not voting. Although political pundits might not call it a withdrawal of consent, the fact is that millions upon millions of Americans showed their displeasure with the government by not registering for and or casting a ballot in political elections.
Yeah, I think they show a whole lot.
What do you mean?
They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're really distinguishing yourself from the lazy person who just doesn't care by not doing your vote.
Right.
Oh, man.
Step out there and make a big difference.
Get out there and close your mouth.
From the pro wrestling watching, Bush beer drinking constituency of, you know, most Americans. I'm sorry, 75% of Americans don't vote. It's not because they're
all 75%. Is it really?
Yeah, it's something like that. There's 50% aren't registered, and 50% of unregistered voters don't vote.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a great policy to take a stand and sit down.
Okay. And so, I mean, 75% of Americans don't vote. Are they all voluntarists? Are they all big L libertarians?
Obviously. Not.
Are they all anarchists?
They're all asleep.
No. This is dumb.
Okay, all right. And that point taken. Moving on.
So hey, can I make another point before
that.
I go any farther?
Yeah.
Would you like to see Michael Bednarik as president of the United States of America?
Sure.
Do you think that most of the... sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes or no?
Sure. Yes.
No, not sure. Yes, I would really like to see it. Yes, I would a little bit
he
like
to
see it.
He doesn't want to vote.
Hold on. Yes, I would really like to see it. Yes, I would a little bit like to see it. Or, you know, I'm kind of ambivalent. Or no, I wouldn't like to see it.
I would like to see it happen.
Sure. Really like to see it or just
would
a little
bit? Would you cut this out?
I want to know. Rate it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
I don't believe it's likely.
How
but
the
okay.
hell is he going to get there unless people vote for him?
I understand that. Let me move on with this.
Well, he gave the three options. One would be a revolution. Two would be if everybody but people who like Michael Bednarik moved out of the country. Or three, if everyone just sat around and nobody voted except for the people who like
Michael
Bednarik.
All right, let me get to the rest of this here. Non-voting represents an exit from political society. It's a silent form of social power that speaks volumes. Choosing not to vote may be a form of apathy, but it's simultaneously an expression of what I perceive is best for me. In other words, millions of non-voters are implicitly stating that voting's a meaningless and unimportant activity.
No, they're not stating anything!
No, they're not stating that.
They are saying it's
they're
not important
enough. They're stating it to themselves, their own stupid, lazy selves that just want to sit there and do nothing.
What they're saying is, my life is, in this aspect, is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying that. My life is in this aspect is good enough, and the politicians are running with it. They are running with it.
Okay.
I mean, faster than their little polished shoes can carry them, they are off with the ball. Taking our money hand over fist.
The complete idiocy of this argument is that you are not making any sort of statement.
Yeah.
Unless you were to specifically go out and make all sorts of activist remarks about saying, I don't vote.
Yeah.
Until that point, you're not doing anything. Nothing.
Furthermore, for those thinking individuals who understand that the government must get out the vote, the choice not to vote is a form of personal empowerment and a psychologically life-affirming act. Those men and women who consciously choose not to participate in politics expose the lie behind the myth of government by consent.
They don't expose anything. It's like people who sit around making movies and writing down information and researching things. They don't do anything.
They're writing stuff on big yellow tablets and then saving it in their closet.
They have not consented to anything. In other words, their decision not to vote is a form of personal secession, the form of secession that's most readily available to them. This choice is exercised by many millions of Americans because they understand that elections are nothing more than tugs of war between Tweedledum Democrats and Tweedledee Republicans.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like when a kid gets punished by his or her parents, and then they just go and lock themselves in their room and they mope for a while and don't get anything accomplished because they still want to live under their parents' rule, and so they still have to follow those rules and do so.
They sure would be unhappy if I died in here. If I stop voting, that'll teach them. That'll teach those politicians.
Okay.
This is dumb. It's dumb. Now, I'll tell you what. Mark Stevens is one of the most intelligent...
What if only 5% of the people voted?
What's that?
What if only 5%
then those 5% of the people would decide what happened to the rest of the country.
That show that the government
it
is totally
show,
illegitimate?
No, because it doesn't show it now, even though the minority of this country votes.
Wait.
20% of the country votes?
What you're talking about is that, A, 75% of the people don't vote and don't do anything about it, and you're only proposing to enter those ranks.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, you're only saying, well, I'll step right over here and I'll wait for it all to fall down. I don't care if only 3% of the people voted. And there have been, the fact is, there are local elections when numbers like that are real.
Right.
And those people run your life.
They pick up your garbage. They decide who provides electricity to you. They worry. You know, they tell you which cable company you're going to have. They set your property taxes.
You're very persuasive. 800-259-9231. We're going to get through the rest of this, though. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with me.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're exploring an idea. The idea of non-voting. And again, I have not subscribed to this yet. I'm just exploring it, and I appreciate you guys' opinions. That's why I brought it up.
Okay, I'm livid.
So we're gonna take
him outside of the studio, like pound him a couple of times.
What, because I'm exploring a new idea?
You might as well be exploring gay porn as far as I'm concerned. This is horrifying. And totally out of character.
All right.
Fine. Although I like that we're covering this concept, because maybe there are some people out there that actually might be convinced to not vote. And whenever I have the opportunity to convince someone to not vote, I take it. In fact, if anybody's out there thinking about not voting, don't. Yeah, I'm going
to
defend
me, but you want me to keep voting.
Well, I would like to be able to determine who I think should vote.
Ah, I see.
And you know what? That's every American's right. If you can convince someone to vote or convince someone to not vote, in fact, this person is brilliant, because this person probably convinced a great segment of the population to not vote.
Yeah, but the average voluntarists are reading this.
How many voluntarists are there?
Who knows?
13?
But anytime you get the opportunity to tell people not to vote, and if they'll listen to you, do it. Because you know what? That means you're more powerful.
All right, guys. There's more to this article, but we got calls rolling in, so we're going to go to them. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Let's talk to John in Washington. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hey, John, are you for or against voting?
Well, actually, I'm for voting.
Okay.
And my problem is that, and first let me say and qualify myself as I'm the, I was the SEC liaison to the Libertarian Party in Washington State, and my wife was the treasurer, our secretary.
Great.
And during that time, we had occasion for the World Trade Organization to meet in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there were a lot of libertarians that were on board for WTO because they took it at face value because they thought it actually really meant free trade instead of managed trade. However, I was the first person to take a stand on it and went down there and marched with Jimmy Hoffa, Jr., and lit off or ignited a discussion in the party about this. And lo and behold, after they took to it, they decided that in fact it was a problem. Now, as far as this voting, the official position was that the World Trade Organization was not free trade; it was managed trade.
Okay.
Managed trade. And then on the other hand, the issue about voting today, I have a real problem with who's allowed to vote because. There was a wisdom involved in the Constitution when they said that only the white landowners, because it was a Euro-settled country, but then they divided that even farther down to say land-owning. So the fact of the matter is if you want to take a liberal and turn them into a conservative or turn them into a Mises or a libertarian, then all you've got to do is give them a mortgage and some land to manage and a home and that responsibility, and all of a sudden, all of this business doesn't sound so good. So my problem is with who votes, not that we've got an abysmal turnout.
So my question is, if you had the ability to decide who it was that voted currently, how would you currently make it white people only?
Probably not, because I don't think that fits this time and day. The paradigm, however, I would still think that it should be landowners.
I agree with the landowning. I certainly have no problem with
landowners. Can women do it? Can women landowners do it?
If there were women landowners, yes. Women non-landowners, no.
Okay. So what if they're on the deed with their
emotionally.
Husbands? What if they're... I agree with you on that to some extent.
His hair is so nice.
Now, do you think... What if they are on a deed with their husband? For instance, my wife owns a house with me.
Fine. She's got all the rights and responsibilities of ownership.
And
one of her responsibilities should be to vote.
So that'd be actually a good way to get women off of house deeds.
The other thing too is that, you know, I don't know, it wasn't received well when I mentioned it at the state convention here, but the point of a system perhaps that was similar, where you had negative rewards for negative behavior and positive rewards for positive
behavior. Like what? You get shocked if you vote for a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, no, I'm talking about if you're a landowner and you've got, you know, you're plugged into this that system, then if you don't vote on your own self-determination, then you're assessed a fine that is somewhat stiff, so that it would make sure that every qualified land-owning voter would turn out to vote. And they do this in Australia, and it's tremendously popular.
What now?
Basically, that you have to vote. If you're an eligible voter,
mandated
you have to vote.
Voting? Yeah. I think I have a real problem with that.
Voting,
John, thanks for the call, man. We got a scramble.
Sure.
We got all the calls here. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Stephen in Ohio. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. And by the way, ladies, we were just playing around. I would never consider taking my fiance's right to vote away from her.
I wouldn't either.
Stephen in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just want to respond very quickly to the last gentleman.
Yeah.
If it's only landowners who can vote, that's kind of a the aristocrat society, which, you know, the French had a revolution over.
Mm.
To some extent, now what you're talking about, this difference between suburbia and urban, like in most urban areas, I don't know if you're, you know, I don't know where in Ohio you are, but for instance, if you're in Cleveland, it's doubtful that you own any property in Cleveland, the city.
Right.
But if you're outside of Cleveland in one of the burbs, you probably do.
So all those people that are renting apartments, they don't have the ability to vote then, basically.
They wouldn't.
Stephen, hang on. 800-259-9231. Man, we got calls rolling in on this one. 800-259-9231. Vote it. Should you do it? And if so, how should it be done? This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there for you, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So pretty much everybody who's connected to the Internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. Go check it out. Free Talk Live. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, so still plenty of time for your calls. Let's get back to them and talk again with Stephen in Ohio. Now, Johnson, you had a point before Stephen came back on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, if you take away the right to vote from landowners, I will, you know, I'm a renter right now. I want to be a landowner very soon. However, I think what I would do immediately is find out what percentage of my rent has the property tax for that owner built into it, and just stop paying that portion, and I'd go out and buy a gun.
Wait a minute. Can you run that by me again? You would refuse to pay a certain portion of your rent?
Yeah, I mean, come on. If I don't get the right to vote, then you don't get the right to build your taxes into your property, you know, into the
interesting point.
Property.
Interesting point. Stephen, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, what your previous caller was actually advocating was feudalism, which is to say, you know, you have serfs who live on your land, and only you can vote, which is...
Not exactly. I mean...
It is.
Well, exactly no, it is.
He is talking about a privileged class.
He is talking about a privileged class, but that is not feudalism. Feudalism is, I own all the land. All you people live on my land. I tell you what to do. I want to fight a war. You're coming with me, and you're going first. That's feudalism.
So that might be your vote. You have to vote for this, and you have to do it.
There will certainly be two classes of people, and what you would find quickly is a free market solution to this. Do you remember the comic books where you could buy 1 square inch Texas ranch in East Texas? You could buy one, you get a deed, and you get 1 square inch of land in Texas. Hello, never heard of this.
Sure, it would be based on percentage land ownership at that point.
I don't know whether that's not what the caller was suggesting. All the old constitutional said is the old constitution said was that you had to be a landowner. And quickly you would find that the people that wanted to vote would be able to purchase some land. And if you go on eBay, you can see just how cheap land is in the West.
Interesting point.
And you'd have 1 square inch deed sold in Utah, and you'd own that much, and it'd be very cheap.
Fair enough.
Stephen, let me tell you. What do you think? This is my plan here as far as this goes. I think what needs to happen is I kind of agree. I think everyone should be able to vote, but I think that there needs to be a coordinated, and I know this sounds humorous, but I am actually serious with this. I think there needs to be a coordinated campaign of celebrities and people like MTV. They need to completely reverse their position, and instead of this whole rock the vote thing, what needs to happen is stay home, be lazy, voting is pointless. And anyone who's convinced by that, well, then they're probably too stupid to vote anyway.
Good point. Stephen, final thoughts?
I kind of disagree with you on that, I mean, very largely, because... I mean, it's a given right. I mean, to vote, to have choice in your own life.
I absolutely think it's a given right. However, I think if anyone doesn't want to try and figure that out, then they don't deserve it.
Yeah, maybe we should just encourage the clueless to stay home, right?
Yeah, encourage the clueless to stay home, and don't force them. I'm not talking about forcing them or making law. I think everyone should have the right to vote, and I think you should realize that that's incredibly important. But if you decide, if you willfully decide to give up that right, then you're a mouth breather.
Stephen, great call, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Robert and John are on hold. We're going to get to them if they're patient, because the news is on the way. Your show. Take control. We're talking about voting. Should it be done at all? And if so, how do you think it should be done? This is your show, Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.